Hey, welcome back to the show. I have a great episode for you today. Today we're doing a somewhat of a part two. The last episode was talking about three ways you need to know if you need to pivot. And today, instead of going into the action plan on how to pivot, I talk more about the personal side of it, of what mindset you need to have, or you get to have, excuse me, in order to really look at what's needed in your life. So let's dive in. Hey, and welcome to the Full Weight of Joy podcast, the podcast for women who are done stressing about the weight of the world, of expectations, and settling for status quo, and ready to step into the full weight of joy. Joy in the journey, whether up or down, joy through the life's challenges, and joy in loving your life right where you are, even though sometimes we feel like chucking it all and moving to Bali. It's for women who are ready to step into who God called them to be. He chose you to be in this world. He created you for a specific purpose. God called us to be the light on a hill, and by embracing who you are and whose you are, you can stand on that hill and shine. The best part, when you're standing next to another woman who's also on the journey, the world gets brighter. My name is Tammy. I'm your host and a master certified life coach and a trained therapist. For over a decade, I've been helping women do just that. Step into who they're called to be and shine. Are you ready, friend, to start your journey? Let's do this. Welcome back to the podcast. Happy Thursday if you're watching on the day that this drops. If not, hey, happy whatever day it is. My name is Tammy. And today I fully intended to talk about I mentioned in Monday's episode that, we talked about three ways to know when you need to pivot. And I was going to, I promised you, and I'll get to it, the action steps, how can we make a plan to pivot? And I wanted to take a moment before I share that. And I don't even know, I'm probably not going to get to it in this podcast. So if that's what you want, buckle up for something a little bit different. It's a little bit more personal, a little bit more focused, a little bit less of the do and less of the human doing. And we're going to talk for a moment about the who we're being. I'm a mom. I'm a widow. I'm a partner. I'm a business partner. I'm a friend. I am a daughter. I'm a sister. I've got a lot of hats that I'm wearing, as I know that everyone listening does. If you do not wear a lot of hats, if you have one hat that you put on every day and that's it, I would love to hear from you. You can come on to this podcast and we will learn from you and just listen to your story. And I joke about that because we're so multifaceted. We're so, there's so many areas of our life. We talk about whole self-care. We talk about balance. We talk about how we want a fulfilling and joyful life. And we go through our day longing for more, longing to make a change and longing for something to be different. And if we're honest with ourselves, if I'm honest with myself, majority of the changes that I want to make are really up to me. It would be, if I want to change my circumstances, I get to do that. If I want to change, the things that I want to do, there's some things that's been on my heart that I want some pivots, some changes that I need to make. One is I've kind of gotten away from sharing my story. I've kind of gotten away from being a little bit vulnerable. I have elements of it. I haven't taken it away completely. I'm not a complete robot when I'm on here. But I've kind of gone away and I've been feeling disconnected from some of the things that I'm doing. And so over the last couple of months, I've really been getting curious about that because I have a great life. It is not easy. It is not at all as I imagined as a little girl. It is not all as I imagined a year ago, 6 months ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago. It's not easy. I think I mentioned that, but I'm going to say it again. It's not easy. Not everything in my life is joyful. Not everything do I have a clear path on. Not everything, even the things that I want,
have I gone all in on? And I look at why. And I have a tendency to get really hard on myself because I know it's me. I know it's my daily habits. I know it's my the thoughts that I have. I know that it's my actions that I'm taking. And I hope that as you're thinking about this, you know, no poor Tammy. And also no poor you either. Like, but let's talk about what are you really feeling needs to change? What are you really feeling? Like, what do you want? And who are you being to get it? Because I was focused on the doing. And I know that. I'm a coach. I'm a trained therapist. I have been doing this work for over a decade. And truthfully, I have been in the self-help, personal growth world my entire life, even before I knew what it was. I want to improve. I want to be a better me. I want to be a better mom, a better spouse, a better everything. I want to be, you know, I want to be a better person. I want to be a better. I want things to, I want to feel like I'm good at things, that I'm growing, that I'm helping. And to be really honest, over the last couple of months, the last 6 months, I've been kind of disconnected from things that, from the feelings, from the being. And so I wanted to come on here and I just wanted to share that with you because some of you that I've talked with are feeling the same thing. It's, you know, that you're not living your full potential. You know that in your heart, there is a stir that there's something more. And it doesn't mean that you have to quit your job. Doesn't mean you have to get a job. It doesn't mean, it just means that there's something there that you're not exploring, that you haven't allowed yourself to acknowledge. And what that does is it adds to your anxiety. It adds to your overwhelm. It adds to your stress because there's that longing and there's guilt and shame attached to it as well. At least for me, the guilt that like I should be doing something or I should be enjoying what I have because I have, like, I am immensely blessed. I have a house. I have a family. We have health. I have options and I have choices. I am grateful for my life. I am grateful for the things I've been through because I know that they've made me who I am today. And I wonder how many of you are feeling the same thing, that you are feeling like there's something more and then feeling guilty because it's like, well, I should be happy. I should be joyful. Why do I want more? And I think that part of it is because we're not called to be comfortable here. There's always something that we can do, something that we can, there's something, we're called to be in our uncomfortable zone. We're called to serve in ways that seem odd and opposite to the world. We're called to more. We're called to share the gospel. We're called to serve our neighbors and we're called to be like Jesus, right? We're called to do this, which can get that feeling like we're not doing enough or the things we're doing may not be hitting the mark. And so first, take a deep breath. Like I have to take a deep breath too and realize that, okay, God, and this is a conversation that God and I had. It's like, okay, show me where. And he graciously and gently whispered back, I need you to stop doing. I need you to feel. I need you to be. I need you to trust and I need you to love. I need you to give yourself grace. So this need to pivot, this need to grow, it's not ever going to go away. I know that. But there's times that it's like, okay, we don't have to strive for it. There's a Bible verse a couple days ago. Let me see if I can find this. But it was in Isaiah. And it was talking about doing, like, it is exactly the verse that I needed to that I needed to hear. And let me see, I don't even know where to find it anymore. Anyway, it's the, I know where to find it, but it was a verse of the day on the Holy Bible app, you know, like YouVersion. I think that's what it's still called. But it was talking about, I'm doing a new thing. Don't you perceive it? Like, I've already started. And I listened to that and I was like, oh God, I see. When I stop and I take a breath and I just sit in gratefulness, I see how he's already started. This pivot that I'm feeling, this need for a change, this need for growth, that it doesn't come within, it's not from me. So if it doesn't, if I didn't create it, then it's not completely my responsibility to fulfill it either. So I'm wondering, this need that you're fulfilling, that you have, not that you need fulfilled, this need that to feel joyful and feel like you're like living up to your potential, this more. And you've got to define it for yourself, because it's hard enough to define it for myself. So I'm definitely not going to define it for you. But I want to just invite you to get curious and define it for yourself. Because God says he's already doing a new thing. Don't you perceive it? He's already started. We didn't have to start it. So what is our part and what's his part? Our part is to say, yes, God. Our part is when we start to feel it, when we start to perceive it, then we get to like get curious about it and say, okay, what part is mine? And a lot of it is, who are you being in the moment? It's not all about doing. We know this from Martha and Mary. There's many times that I'm the Martha, that I am doing the things, trying to prepare and saying, what? They're just sitting there. And Jesus is like, she's got it right. When it's time to pivot, we feel it. So what is our first action step to understanding it? And what do we avoid the most is asking what it is. It might not be as drastic as you think it is. It might not be as crazy as you think it is. It may be saying a small yes to something that you already know that you need to do. It may be saying yes to giving yourself a little more space and grace to explore and get creative and brainstorm. I mean, even that starts to change the brain a little bit. But what is it? Who do we need to be in order to actually pivot? We need to be open. We get to be curious and we get to say yes to ourselves and to God. So I will talk, because there's a framework. There's action steps that you can do to start taking that pivot. But today I wanted to just talk about who you're being when you discover you need to pivot. Do you go into do mode and do and head straight first without even understanding what needs to be done? It's not all bad. None of these are bad. Are you someone who sees like, oh, it's not possible. There's too many obligations. There's too many responsibilities, and throws responsibility and becomes the victim and just like, I would love to pivot, but I just can't. Are you someone who gets quiet and says, okay, God, what does this mean? And like, honestly, I'm a little bit of all three. Like part of my body, mind, and spirit are in all three of those. So give yourself, like, know where you are in the moment and know that all three of them are actually necessary. But my point here today is that if you feel the need to pivot, it's time to talk to somebody about it. It's time, because there's something that happens when we talk it out, when we share it, when we share our heart and get vulnerable and ask those important questions and answer them ourselves. Our friends cannot answer these questions for us. I have an amazing friend who's a coach who she's the one that I go to because I know that she will just ask me questions to help me figure out what I actually want, what I actually need, and what I actually, you know, want to do. And there's times that I'm like, okay, no, this is something I feel like I should do. It's not something that I actually want or that God's calling me to. So let me pivot away from that and go a different direction. But it takes time and it takes curiosity and it takes speaking it out loud or journaling about it. Honestly, there's something that happens when you share it out loud. When you have something, a dream, when you have, and with somebody who is non-judgmental and will hold you accountable and give you grace and space to say what you really need to say, even if it's hard to hear. So who is that for you? And if you don't have anyone, get on my calendar. I would love, a free 20-minute call and you can share your heart, share your story, share what's on your, deep in your knower that it needs to come to light just so you can decide if it's real or not. So I encourage you to get on my calendar and let's talk. It's amazing what happens when the validation and even the confirmation that comes when you speak it out loud, a confirmation of, yes, that's the way, walk in it. Or have you considered this? Or, you know what, this is a great idea, but it's not for right now. A lot of things can come from a short conversation. And so I just want to offer that to you, a 20-minute call, sharing your heart about what is this more that you're feeling? What is this need for fulfillment and this, you know, how do we make an impact right where we are? So that's what I have for you today. I thank you for letting me talk about this. Thank you for letting me share my heart and some of the things that have been coming up with me. And I'm committed to sharing that more with you to let you know I don't have it all figured out. I have plenty of resources. I have plenty of books. I have plenty of trainings. I have so many things. And I still have to get quiet with my thoughts. And I have to get quiet and just get honest with God about what's next. And if I have to do it, then sorry, there's no way that you can circumvent that either. But if I can do it, so can you. It just takes a moment, but when you start to speak things out loud, something happens. There's a freedom. We're not supposed to keep these things in our brain. Our brain's wasn't created to store these things. And so when you get it out, freedom happens, and that's what I want for you. So get on my calendar. There's two links in the show notes. You can DM me on Facebook, and I will send you the link. You can reach out. Let's talk. Let's figure out what this more and define it for you because of the freedom that happens with it. All right. Well, friend, I cannot wait to talk with you. I can't wait for all of you to fill up my calendar. And so I get to talk and I get to listen and hear your stories and your hearts and what really more means to you. So take my challenge and get on my calendar. No obligations, just support. Just someone to say, that is amazing. What do you want to do with it? And with that, friend, choose joy until joy chooses you. See you soon. Bye.